Oasis Audio presents The Mystery at the Crooked House by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Amy Lilly and engineered by Dirk Gowans.
Chapter 1, The Marshmallow Mix-Up.
Guess who's helping decorate the tree?
Said 6-year-old Benny. Watch came running across the snowy backyard with a popcorn ball in his mouth.
Even Watch wants to help the birds.
12-year-old Jessie was hanging a string of cranberries from the branches of a pine tree. She turned and smiled at their little dog. Watch knows it's hard for birds to find food in the winter.
Everything is frozen and covered with snow at this time of year,
added 10-year-old Violet, as she tightened the purple scarf around her neck. Purple was Violet's favorite color, and she almost always wore something purple or violet.
Not all birds fly south, added Henry.
He took the popcorn ball from Watch and hung it from one of the higher branches. At 14, Henry was the oldest of the Alden children.
Some birds stay where it's cold. They make their homes wherever they can find a warm, dry spot.
Benny glanced over his shoulder at their red boxcar.
Just like we did.
He was thinking back to when they had discovered the old abandoned train car in the woods. Their parents had died, and they were hiding from their grandfather because they thought he was mean. But Grandfather Alden wasn't mean at all. After finding his grandchildren, Grandfather Alden had brought the four Aldens and Watch to live with him in his big white house on the edge of the town of Greenfield, Connecticut. And when he realized how much they missed the boxcar, Grandfather Alden had given their old home a special place in his backyard. Now the Aldens often use the boxcar as a clubhouse. Jessie stepped back to admire their tree.